Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to even listen to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Jesus is speaking to us today. He is saying, I am in your midst at this moment. These are comforting and encouraging words from our Lord. In the midst of the hustle and bustle of our day, our week, our lives, we come to Mass to be nurtured and fed, to be with our Lord. I was speaking with a friend yesterday morning, and he was asking me how I was settling in here at St. Louis de Montfort. I was telling him that the days just seem to fly by. Everything's going well. I told him also it seems like Sunday is every other day. It seemed like yesterday was Sunday, and today's Sunday, and tomorrow's going to be Sunday as well. But thank goodness our Lord gave us Sunday for rest, for the Mass. In this prayer, in the Mass, our heart is calmed. Our heart is simplified. Our heart is directed to our Lord. When our heart is calmed, simplified, and open to our Lord, this is when we are capable of knowing God's will and responding. My brothers and sisters, prayer can change our lives. Prayer can change the lives of others. The sacraments likewise change our lives. Recently, a couple months ago, Pope Francis encouraged all of us that this is the time to rediscover our need for prayer in our lives. He said, "Let us open the doors of our hearts to the love of God our Father, who will listen to us." Who will listen to us. We will soon hear in the prayer over the offerings at the altar that God is the gift of prayer and peace. And our prayer today in this Mass, we are all united in mind and heart, united to the mind and heart of Jesus Christ, our Lord. He came into the world to reconcile us, to bring us all together to the Father. His heart is a merciful heart that desires to be united to each one of us. In a time where we may wonder, where is God in all of this? We can be assured, and we are promised today by God, that where two or three are gathered together in my name, He says, there I am in the midst of them. We are in the midst of Almighty God, and what a peaceful thought that is. In the sign of the cross that has been so much a part of our prayer and practice, it perhaps has become routine. But when we do the sign of the cross, that prayer, He is with us. We begin that prayer, the sign of the cross, with "in the name." And Jesus promises us that gathered in His name, He is with us. My paternal grandmother passed away a little over a year ago, August the 30th, 2019. She was diagnosed with mild, moderate dementia. She lived at home with my grandfather for all of her life, married for 71 years. My grandparents, though, were not Catholic. They always came to church when we received the sacraments. We spoke from time to time about our Catholic faith, and when they had questions, we tried our best to explain them to them. My family always prayed before meals with my grandparents. Jesus was in our midst at that table, their dining room table, before our meals. We prayed before every meal. The perseverance and persistence of prayer. Jesus does not ask us to pray well. He asks us to pray without ceasing. Prayer changes lives. Weeks before my grandmother passed away, my grandfather, 93, and grandmother, 92, were baptized, confirmed, received the anointing of the sick, received the Eucharist, and had their marriage of 71 years blessed. How does that happen? Through prayer and giving that up to God and letting God be in charge and trusting totally in Him. We do so in this Mass to pray without ceasing and to be in the midst of Almighty God. And we also have the opportunity to pray in the midst of our Lord in the Adoration Chapel at any time, on any day. The power of the sign of the cross, praying in the midst of Jesus, changes lives. Jacques Philippe, in his book Thirsting for Prayer, writes that people's prayer lives can be on track when they experience prayer as a place of quiet and a place of peace. People who experience that place of quiet peace can say, "My prayer isn't wonderful. I'm far from being one of the great mystics. And I sometimes have distractions and times of dryness. And most of the time, I don't feel much. And certainly, I don't claim to have reached the pinnacle of the spiritual life." Despite that, these people who say their prayer lives are on track recognize that keeping regular appointments with our Lord is producing an effect of inner peace in their life. Peace that only our Lord can satisfy. They say that this peace is not something I always feel with the same intensity, but it is often the result of my times of prayer. Jesus says, "Where two or three are gathered at Mass, hundreds of people have gathered and continue to come." Every week, more and more people are drawn to come back to Mass, to be in His midst and to receive Him in the Eucharist. And perhaps we may know of a family member, a friend, a co-worker, a neighbor, who says they don't need to go to church. They don't need the Mass. My brothers and sisters, God wants us to come together, to pray together as a community united in Jesus Christ. God wants us to come together. We were and were never alone. When we were born, we were meant for community. We were born into a family. When we were baptized, we were born into a larger family, the church. I have great fond memories of my first days of seminary, not knowing many people at all, but gathered together with men packed in a chapel, looking around at these men and thinking, what an awesome thought that God has brought us all together. In that seminary chapel, God touched the heart of every man to come to that seminary to discover God's will in his life. Men all over the country and from different countries gathered and united in prayer. Prayer is an act of faith, and our faith unites us to God. Prayer is an act of hope, recognizing that we need God and that He hears our prayers. Prayer is an act of love, love of God, love of our neighbor, love of ourself. Prayer is trusting in the love of God. The Lord shows us there is strength when we are united. May we be assured today that God is with us here in our midst.